Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. A teacher was giving a lecture on modern interventions. Can any of you mention something of importance that did not exist 50 years ago? One bright student in the front row raised his hand eagerly and said, "Me." This brief story was taken from the book, Taking Flight by Anthony DeMello. This story has great wisdom for we who have grieved or are grieving. When we lose someone close to us, it's not uncommon to feel regret for things said and left unsaid. For things left undone, for times one took a loved one for granted and never expressed a sense of gratitude, or rarely said the words, "I love you." Regrets have a way of making one feel guilty. It's difficult to let go of the past when the past refuses to let go of us. Hanging on to regrets is like picking at a scab. The wound never fully heals. Poet Robert Hayden expresses the regrets of failing to express his gratitude to his father for his father's unselfish love in his poem, Those Winter Sundays. Hayden writes, "Sundays too my father got up early and put his clothes on in the black, blue cold, then with cracked hands that ached from labor in the weekday weather made banked fires blaze. No one ever thanked him. I'd wake and hear the cold splintering, breaking. When the rooms were warm, he'd call. And slowly I would rise and dress, fearing the chronic angers of that house. Speaking indifferently to him who had driven out the cold and polished my good shoes as well, what did I know, of love's austere and lonely offices?" The feelings of regret and guilt remind me of the noir movies you can watch on YouTube or cable TV. They're old, all in black and white, and tell stories of a culture that has long since been left behind. Our feelings of regret and guilt play in our mind studio 24/7. No admission charge. They will pull us in and give us a prime seat right in front of our mind's screen. If we're not aware of what is happening to us, we stay for the double feature before leaving, feeling depressed, wondering how we slid down the slope so quickly from feeling great to feeling terrible. If we slip down that slope and RSVP to a pity party, I've done it, we lose sight of what the noir films in our mind may be teaching us. The Sufi mystic Rumi suggests there is a different way of looking at regrets and the images we hold on to that exacerbate our suffering. He uses the metaphor of a guest house. His poem, Guest House, offers us a new way to think about our struggles with our feelings of regret and guilt. Here is his poem. "This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house, empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond." There are thoughts, images, and movies that continually play in our mind. When we no longer fight with them and view them as welcome, they lose their sting. Tell each one, no matter how uneasy it is that they are making you feel, "You're welcome to stay. Soon you'll see regrets will leave you alone." At the beginning of this podcast, I read a short tale where a young boy recognizes his importance. The Sufi mystic Hafiz says it a different way in his poem, Now is the Time. He talks of us and the things that we've done as sacred. Here is his poem. "Now is the time to know that all you do is sacred. Now, why not consider a lasting truce with yourself and God? Now is the time to understand that all your ideas of right and wrong were just a child's training wheels to be laid aside when you finally live with veracity and love. Hafiz is a divine envoy whom the Beloved has written a holy message upon. My dear, please tell me, why do you still throw sticks at your heart and guide? What is it in that sweet voice inside that incites you to fear? Now is the time for the world to know that every thought and action is sacred. This is the time for you to compute the impossibility that there is anything but grace. Now is the season to know that everything you do is sacred. Yes, it is time to stop being so hard on ourselves. Perhaps others would have done things differently than we did. Perhaps if we had to do it all again, we'd do it differently. That's all okay. We did the best we could do with what we knew and who we were at the moment. Everything becomes sacred, as Hafiz says, when we forgive ourselves and thank God for what we did and are doing. Have a great day. Never quit. Good things are coming your way. You know it. Do you have questions about grieving or moving on you'd like me to address in a future podcast episode? Email them to me at ray.brese@gmail.com. Check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.